What is good, everybody? It's your boy Randy Anderson here. Yo, so you probably thinking like, yo, where you been, dog? Where you been? Or you probably, you know what I'm saying, left the podcast and was like, man, these dudes ain't making making shows anymore. No, that's not the fact. Honestly, completely transparent and honest with y'all. Sports ain't been the same. So that's one of the main reasons why I haven't really been doing anything. Yeah, sports ain't really been the same. I've not really paid attention to any sports because of other situations where I'm making money. So, you know what I'm saying? It's times like this, I wish. But no, yeah, I'm more focused on other things, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, man, I will be popping in every now and again. I'll be popping back up and hitting y'all over the head with some episodes. Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to my brother Nate for pulling up and doing the show, you know what I mean, and running a mic. But yeah, we'll be talking about, in this episode, we'll be talking about the Jets, Sam Darnold, or as I called him in the episode because of Big Dick Darnold. I called him that, you know what I'm saying? So, no homo ahead of time. But yeah, man, so we'll be talking about that. We'll talk about the NFL, talk about Paul Pierce and him getting fired from ESPN. And truthfully, y'all hear it in the show. But yeah, man, once again, I love each and every one of y'all that's been rocking with us, man. Make sure y'all tell a friend. And I know I ain't been consistent, and that's more than understandable. And if you see me back, just go ahead and give your boy a shout out on social media. You know what I'm saying? Randy _ Ace on Instagram. Three Pyramids Network on Instagram. Randy Anderson or Three Pyramids Network or Word on the Ave on Facebook as well. With all that being said, man, I love each and every one of y'all. I'm out, man. Peace. Ooh, what is good, everybody? It's your boy Randy Anderson. Long time no speak to. Yeah, this is another episode of the Unofficial Referees, man. And today I will be taking the back seat and letting my boy Nate go ahead and run a mic, man. What's good, Nate?
Oh, nothing.
How's it going on your end?
You know what I'm saying? The birds playing, you know the deal. That's the insider reference. But yeah, man, so the NFL season is about to commence in the next, 34 months? Yeah. Oh, yeah, 3-4 months, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
September or so.
The draft is, oh, you said 6?
It starts in September, so about 5 more months. Yeah.
Oh, 5 more months. All right. Well, tomatoes, tomatoes, everybody. Y'all can attack me, but go ahead. Oh, but yeah, so the draft is right around the corner. And I know you've been keeping up on all the draft news. So let's go ahead and let's run it down, man. Let's talk about this draft, the upcoming draft. What you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like for sure the top three picks are going to be quarterbacks. From what I understand, Trevor Lawrence is the obvious number one.
So the top three teams are going to be Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jets.
And
49ers just recently traded up for the third pick.
Okay.
And based on what you read, it's Trevor Lawrence, which had won in the first place. And
yeah.
Jets, Zach Wilson. And then third, it sounds like 49ers want Mac Jones at Alabama. Which is surprising because people thought they'd be going Justin Fields from Ohio State. But
Justin Fields is the light-skinned quarterback, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, all right. Because I think I was watching his pro day. I think it was his pro day or whatever. And he was like, I think it was like 75-yard bomb or something like that on the run?
I think that was Zach Wilson.
That was Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Which is...
That's probably was racist.
And gym shorts and no defenders, but yeah, let's praise that.
But yeah, all right, yeah, my bad, continue.
Yeah, and then Atlanta picks number 4. They actually, a lot of people think they could take quarterback, but they came out yesterday and said they're actually taking trades, or calls for a potential trade at 4, which some team does trade out there, I hear. I don't have sources. I just read Chicago or Denver could maybe trade up, draft a quarterback as well. So, yeah, potentially the first 4 picks all be quarterbacks, which I don't think that's happened before. I could be wrong, but I would guess no.
All right, so
you said one of the teams was the Jets, you know what I'm saying? We've talked about your boy Big Dick Darnold, you know what I'm saying?
Did they call him?
Well, this dude's from the sports podcast I listen to. Well, it used to be a sports podcast. That's what they call him Big Dick Darnold.
No.
Sammy D. So Sam Darnold went to the Carolina Panthers, am I correct?
Correct.
All right, so what is your thoughts on that?
I love it.
Let's break it down.
I love it. Yeah, first off, yeah, I'm a big Sam Darnold fan. That's mainly, I'm a big USC guy. He went, Darnold came from USC, so I automatically a friend. I was getting tired of being a Jets fan. They're just the worst franchise ever. And Carolina's not necessarily like a great franchise, but it's a significantly better situation for him. And I'm
with a lot of better pieces.
Oh, absolutely. Better coaching, better, you know, receivers.
Yeah.
Offensive line's not that much better, but, you know, it's definitely better. And they could actually add to that in the draft as well. But I look at it from a standpoint, like, a lot of people blame Darnold. He's certainly not blameless.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely needs to work on his decision-making.
Yeah.
And so forth. But at the same time, I feel like Adam Gase is widely known as the worst coach maybe ever. But you look at Ryan Tannehill, who had Adam Gase in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
His QBR was actually 2 points lower than Sam Darnold with Gase. And look at Tannehill on that. I'm not saying he's a superstar quarterback, but he's clearly a lot better. And then you take a guy like, I don't know if you know Joe Brady. He's the Carolina offensive coordinator, where just to show the kind of guy he is, like he was actually a offensive coordinator at LSU 2 years ago. And Joe Burrow, obviously, he went number one last year.
Right.
Yeah, you know him. Joe Burrow, before his senior year in college, was considered a sixth round at best draft pick. And then Joe Brady went there, coached him up, you know, unlocked whatever skill he had.
Right.
And he turns into the number one pick. And he also had a very good rookie year. So I'm looking at that. He went from Adam Gase to the guy in Joe Brady, who turned a potential sixth round draft pick into the first pick in the draft. And I think Darnold's way more talented than Burrow. I'm not saying he's better. I think Burrow's better right now. But I'm not going to even say that Darnold can't eventually be better than him at some point.
Yeah, and honestly, it's how am I trying to say this? It's all based around. Well, I believe it's all based around the coaches and stuff like that. That are around players that make them better or make them a bust.
It is. It's certainly you got to be in the right situation. Like I love Patrick Mahomes. I think he's gonna go down as one of the best. I mean, that's not a far-fetched statement. Obviously, he's gonna go down as one of the best ever. The dude's very talented. But I think if you put him in a situation that Darnold was in, I really don't think he would be considered a, you know, tier B quarterback. I think his numbers would be better because he's just a better, he's more talented than Darnold is. But God, I hate when people say, you put him on the Jets, they'd be playoff. No, they would not. Like, it wouldn't be.
Put who? Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nah, I mean, now it'd be a little different because he's been in the league a few years. He's obviously gotten better since year one. I still don't think they'd be a playoff team, so
no.
Especially in that division. But
with no offensive line?
Right. What I'm saying is, yeah, we saw that in the Super Bowl.
And no weapons?
Yeah, we saw that in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he had weapons.
Yeah, right.
But if he got drafted in that situation, from what I'm trying to say, is that he wouldn't be near
as dominant. Yeah.
He just wouldn't be the Mahomes we know today, which is already talking about, like, he could be the best ever.
Yeah.
So.
Baby Brady.
And again, Darnold's certainly not blameless. I watched every game. He had a lot of those.
He
who
did.
Who else can make that throw besides Mary Mahomes? They had other throws. Damn. What are you doing, man? That's the worst throw I've seen.
Well, he did say he's seen ghosts. So, I mean,
that was overblown. Like, people thought that. They took that not the way he meant it.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, yeah. I just want to look at it that way, sure. Like, he made a dumb comment that should never have been aired in his in the first place. but, yeah, no, I think he'll be. I hope he gets a chance. I hear that the GM said that even though they gave up a second round pick next year, that they're not ruling on taking a quarterback in pick 8. I think they're just blowing smoke up their ass. I think they're just saying that to make team say, we might take a quarterback, so if you want this pick, maybe trade up for us, give us some other picks or whatever.
Okay, so that means they'll have, what, two quarterbacks? Well, because they still got Teddy Bridgewater.
Right, which the speculation is they're going to actually trade Teddy now.
Oh, okay.
Which they don't need a veteran for Darnold. He's done that already
right
in New York. He's already professional. But Yeah, and Carolina still holds the 8th pick, which I'm really hopeful that they can. I'd be so pissed if they drafted a quarterback, which if they do, people say it would be that Justin Fields could fall. And I like him a lot. I hope he goes somewhere else where, like, I don't have to root against him.
Right.
But, yeah, they pick 8. Looking at mocks, one guy who's definitely like a Sam Darnold hater, which that's fine. If you don't like him, you don't like him. I don't necessarily. He's a dick about it whenever he corrects Ryan. But, like, he said he was still draft the quarterback. And I just think that's – and his reasoning is stupid. Like, he says, oh, I still draft Justin Fields if he falls there. And we'll let these two guys battle out. You know, it's, if you draft Justin Fields the first time, Darnold throws an interception, which he will. Cause he's
yeah.
Gonna, cause, yeah. Yeah. You know, he has to fix those dumb mistakes. It's going to take a little time. And the fans are going to be claiming, let's get the new shiny toy. It's a terrible idea. That's why Jets thought, a lot of people thought Jets would take Zach Wilson, who's like the big 8 guy now, and keep Sam Darnold. And again, the same guy thought they should do that. It's beyond retarded. Everyone that actually respect their opinion on TV said, no, that's stupid. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You'll keep two quarterbacks under 23, especially when they're the same collect. And anyway, pick 8, there's 2 elite offensive linemen. That they say from day one they're 10 plus year NFL starters. They're
five
stars. Yeah,
they're plug and plays.
Oh, absolutely, these two guys, and they'll be in play for both those guys, or at least one of them, I should say. And then there's 4 wide receivers who all will go in the top 12-13 picks. And again, all these draft experts, analysts say that all 4 of these guys have potential to be great. And then we talked about Kyle Pitts, the tight end.
That's what I was gonna bring up.
He's not counting at the 4 I just named. And he actually, they think he might go as early as 4. But if he dropped it, that would be awesome. Because people, apparently, he's like the best tight end since Vernon Davis, maybe.
Oh,
as far as potential goes, Vernon Davis seemed quite good enough.
Yeah.
What we thought he was. But coming out, like, everyone loved him.
Okay. So, who are you more excited for as just a viewer?
As far as
the teams. Like, who are you, what team are you most excited about to see who's getting who?
Oh, in the draft?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely Carolina. They got Darnold. That's like my new team. And then Chiefs, I'm intrigued with older. I've heard a couple things saying they could trade up and maybe get one of those 2 offensive linemen. Or offensive linemen I heard about. All right, mentioned earlier. But I think that would cost too much. I don't think they can do it. But obviously, you know, those are the 2 big ones, Carolina and Kansas City. Whether they go O-line, which they probably should go O-line, they need left tackle.
They have to.
Considering how the Super Bowl went. But
yeah.
I watched a lot of college football, so I know a lot of the guys. And if they drafted I'm excited about a lot of stuff. Like, if they drafted this Terrence Marshall at LSU, I don't watch LSU, but I know that guy's good. So I'd be, you know, kind of cool if we got another weapon for Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so what are the weapons that you think? All right. First and foremost, I want to say that Robbie Anderson is now reunited with Sam Darnold.
Correct.
So Sam Darnold has Robbie Anderson now.
DJ Moore.
That's why I couldn't think of his name.
Those are the 2 receivers. So I didn't say they had Curtis Samuel, but they let him go.
Yeah.
In free agency.
And Christian McCaffrey.
And obviously McCaffrey. Yeah.
Yes.
He's far better than anyone.
So, what are your early predictions for that team?
I don't think predictions. Like, I hope I'm rooting for at least a 9-7, but that'd be
asking too much.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on how much he progresses in, like, in just the offseason and training camp, all this stuff. Because if he makes the same throws, like the stupid ones, then they're not going to do that. But if he can cut those out, like he had, I think, 19 interceptions, cut that to maybe no more than 10 or 11. I would say they can win 9 games. Offensively, I think he's going to be much better as far as, like, this moving the ball down the field than he was in New York because of the better offensive line and clearly has more weapons. Also, they're very dependent on McCaffrey, so I feel like
that'll
take a lot of pressure off him as well. A lot of good play action opportunities.
So with, I'll be honest with you, just off of everything, off of the names on the paper, on the weight sheet, I would give him what you just said. I would definitely give him that because Christian McCaffrey is somebody that they use like as a workhorse.
Yeah.
So that's definitely gonna take a lot of pressure off of him, off of Sam Darnold at that time. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And then Robbie Anderson is a fast elite receiver. You know what I'm saying? Who can blow by people when necessary.
And if they so choose, like I said, at pick number 8, they can draft one of these four, or hopefully maybe in Kyle Pitts, five guys, one that will be there, including like Ja'Marr Chase, the consensus best receiver, who will be gone by then. But you can get maybe Devontae Smith, who won the Heisman, we talked a little bit about him. And then Kyle Pitts out there will be there, but that's possible. And then Jaylen Waddle, who actually, like, people consider Jaylen Waddle the better receiver, who played with Devontae Smith. But then Jaylen Waddle got injured. Devontae Smith won the Heisman.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, is he better than Devontae Smith? I mean, like I said, before his injury, they thought he was.
It's a toss-up, yeah, I got you. All right, so now you talk about, we talked about Pitts being the top, let's just say the top tight end in this draft.
Correct.
And you
people think he's the best player in the draft, including Trevor Lawrence, who everyone sucks off. Like, he's the best.
Really?
QB ever.
Oh damn! I didn't know they say he was the best.
Well, not everyone says that, but I've heard a lot of people say that he's no more like every thing I've looked at as far as experts putting their rankings, he's been one or two in all of them.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence being the other one, whether it's one or two.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, people love him.
Okay, so what team do you think that he would? Another hypothetical. What team do you think that he would fit perfectly for?
Atlanta. Atlanta State of four. I understand the allure of taking. Maybe like a Fields there to replace Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan's still, I think, relatively good. And Kyle Pitts is compared to Julio Jones, but a tight end. Like, imagine having Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and I feel like I'm forgetting one other name.
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. If he was
to
his
that would be wild.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what else do you got for us in the draft? Like, all right, so let's go to Kansas City real quick. You know what I'm saying? While we're still in the draft and in the NFL, let's talk about Kansas City. What do you think Kansas City's going to do?
I think I can see them trading up maybe four or five spots to get one of the three offensive linemen that'll go in the first round. If they don't do that, let's look at the rankings. And, like, the fourth best O lineman, which most mocks have all three of these guys being gone by the time Kansas City picks at 31.
Right.
But most mocks, I see, like, the fourth best guy, like, they give him more late round, second round, or late second round, early third round value. So, I mean, do you reach at pick 32 for a guy that you could maybe get around to, but maybe not? Even though they really need it?
Yeah. It's a real gamble. Okay, so I know we spoke about this at work. But so what do you think about have you heard of the rumors of this might be Tyreek Hill's last year as a Chief? And what are your thoughts if you have?
I haven't heard that. Like, doesn't he have at least
2 years on? That's what I thought. But somebody was like, or one of my family members was like, basically this is his last year, and what should we trade him, and what do you think we could get for him?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen.
Nah.
He's not going to.
Nah.
Unless he hits another girl, then he might get him. But other than that, he's not going to. He's good value.
No Kareem Hunt. All right, so we're going to stay in the NFL. What? It was something else in the NFL that I wanted to speak about. What was it? Jeez, I can't remember. This is terrible. Think, Brandy, think. I lost it. Was there anything in the NFL that you want to continue to speak about?
The darn of the draft. I thought, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and move over to the NBA real quick. Let's talk about Paul Pierce, the truth, man. Basically, long story short, Paul Pierce was on live. And mind you, Paul Pierce works for Disney, and ESPN is owned by Disney, smoking weed and having strippers shake that ass and tossing them titties in the air. So what is your thoughts about that? And yes, he did get fired from ESPN and Disney.
From what I understand, I could be wrong, but didn't he, like, put it on his own Instagram Live? It's not like it was someone else's. First off, idiot.
Yes.
You're a dumbass, Paul Pierce. With that said, I get why they fired him. But I do think it's a little unfair. Like, weed's legal. As far as, I mean, it's legal.
In LA, yeah.
He was doing that. There's strippers. Like, that's on local television all the time. I understand why he got fired. But at the same time, why are these athletes held to like such a higher standard than say me or you? If we were just randomly in LA smoking weed and
true,
and was bad, you know?
But Paul Pierce has influence, and I want to make sure I say that ESPN did put out something out and was like, if he was just caught on somebody else's camera or like somebody else's phone or Instagram Live or whatever, and while he was doing that, it would have been fine. But since it was his Instagram, he knew what was going on. That's when they were like, okay, well, you got to go, my friends.
Yeah, I can't decide if that's stupid or logical. Because, like, like I said, the fact that he did it on his own, I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he was just high. Yeah, but with that said, like, if it was someone else's Instagram Live, so what is he? Is he? He's not. He's clearly would have been fired. Like, they're not frowning upon smoking weed and like hanging around strippers. If it was someone else, they wouldn't have cared. But since he posted on his own,
right?
You know, it's. I don't know. I just don't think that makes sense.
I mean, he works for Disney. You know, Disney always has to have that clean cut image.
Right, but like you said, if it's not on his Instagram Live, he's still doing it. We're gonna let it go. Like, I think they're full of shit. I think he'd be fired either way.
And I'll be honest with you. Like, let's go ahead and step into my favorite realm, the conspiratorial realm. I think that it might have been done for Paul Pierce at ESPN. And he was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just go ahead and do this Instagram Live. Got titties everywhere. Got weed everywhere. Time to get to smoking on live. And, you know, amicable end between both of us. Cause I already knew I was going. So I mean, what is your thoughts if that was to happen?
I mean, if you're running out, why would it just quit?
That's true too.
Instead of doing something else, like getting bashed for it.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
unless there's a sweet severance package.
That might, yeah. I mean, he might get it because he's been on ESPN for how long? What, 7, 8 years?
It's a little bit. Seems like since he retired, not too long after that.
I was gonna say yeah. Because he retired when? Because he retired a net, right?
I wouldn't say 7 or 8. I don't think he's been out at least 7 or 8 years. I would say he retired. I'm not positive, but I would have guessed in that 2016 range, something like that.
Let me see. Paul Pierce retired. But, I can definitely see that. But, I mean, all right. So, as somebody, as a normal person, if I was to do it, let's just say if I was to do it in the job that I have now, it would be a problem. Possibly. Yeah, it would be a problem. Big problem.
Yeah.
Him, I don't see it as being a bigger problem for him only because it's like, bro, Paul Pierce, it's the truth. Kevin Garnett had a little allegations, you know what I'm saying? And Kevin Garnett, well, I don't know if his show is still on ESPN, but, I mean, you know the show I'm talking about?
I ain't talking about that.
Yeah, because I don't know if his show is still on. Yeah, his show probably will still be on, but, like, that's Kevin Garnett. Is it because of, like, the clean-cut image that Paul Pierce allegedly had? Do you think that could that have taken or been a part of it?
I think he got fired for stupidity. That's what I thought. Like, my thing is true about, I mean, we only fired him because he had us on his own Instagram Live.
Yeah.
If you weren't going to fire him, if someone else is, you're quick to fire him just because he's stupid. It's like, who's dumb enough to put that on Instagram Live? Let people see it. And just, I've always thought he was kind of a moron. Like, he said some dumb shit over the years.
I mean, he does look like a rat. But, that's neither here nor there. Oh, yeah, I mean, honestly, man, Paul Pierce, hey, do what you do, dog. Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to find it real quick. Paul Pierce. So, Paul Pierce. God damn it. He graduated from Kansas in 1998. It's not saying what his career was, though. Hold on. More stats. So he, yeah, you were right. 2016 was his last year with the Clippers. I was wrong. I said the Knicks. Okay. All right. So staying in the NBA, Michael Rapaport. What's your thoughts on the Michael Rapaport KD thing before we bounce out of here?
Let's talk about him or something. Like KD's a little crybaby. That dude's a little bitch. Great basketball player, little bitch. So the biggest pussy in the NBA. I have no doubt about it. Rapaport, he thinks he's all that. He's a little bitch too.
I was gonna say, I think Michael Rapaport might be the same.
Yeah, he's a little bitch too. And he talks about, he keeps saying, you know, I'm Michael Rapaport, you know who I am. He's partly referencing Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant had that one famous line. Kevin Durant, you know who I am.
Yeah.
I think Rapaport thinks he's just famous Kevin Durant.
Teddy.
Which is not. And I think he should never let out the first place. With that said, I don't care that he did, because I dislike Kevin Durant so much.
Right.
That. Although I do kind of respect Kevin Durant a little bit from the aspect that he was like, he didn't really apologize for like his language. He said, yeah, I'm sorry, people saw that side of me.
Yeah.
Basically. Because if he would have said, yeah, I'm sorry, I use that language, like, that's not me, I would have immediately called him
that shit.
Yeah. But I do kind of like, he was like, yeah, I'm sorry, you saw that side.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, honestly, like, Michael Rapaport on my end, like, I don't know if you know, but he has like a podcast, whatever, behind a paywall. And basically, he was like, he alluded to, yo, if Kevin Durant was ever said that shit to me in my face, he would catch these hands.
Yeah, he's bullshit.
And I'm just like, bruh, like, you can't be saying this and then going on ESPN. Talking about crying and bullshit like that.
Yeah, I did see, like, he's like, can I talk to Kevin Durant in person? Like, if he makes a move with me, like, I'm going to whoop his ass. Like, he's the one person in the NBA. Like, I'm not a tough guy. But Kevin Durant's the one person I would whoop his ass. I do think Kevin Durant's pussy. I think he'd get his ass beat most fights. He's a little scrawny. like me, but he's 8 inches taller. But I do firmly believe Kevin Durant would dominate Michael Rapaport in a fist fight one-on-one.
I mean, my whole thing with Mike is, I know, I understand that him and I think one of the ex-heads of Bleacher Report, before we get out of here, you know what I'm saying, I don't want you to be here too late, but basically, yeah, one of the people from Bleacher Report, he sued them because of the herpes allegations or whatever, like,
I knew he was in, like, a lawsuit battle.
That's what that was, and I was just like, because basically it was like a t-shirt that they were selling, and it, like, I don't know if it was photoshopped or whatever, so allegedly it was like a big ass herpes on his chin, and everybody was calling him herpes and shit like that. But yeah, that's what that lawsuit was about.
Well,
but I mean,
let me check on something real fast.
What's
so
up?
He said that he had no intention of like letting the DMs out until KD threatened him, and when he says threatened, he said, KD, next time I see you, I'm gonna spit on you. And that's what they kept referencing all these interviews. I'm going to spit on you. Like, I thought, when I first heard that, I think that's gross. But
that's a threat, though.
Yeah.
That's a bio threat.
So you do think it was a threat?
Yeah. How I was raised, it was, if somebody either tells you to SMD, which is suck my dick, or spit on you, that either, you either got to meet them with hands, or somebody might have to die.
But I get it's a dick move. If someone's saying, I'm going to spit on you, I would think, well, it's gross, but I can live with it.
He said, I can live with it. Like, hey, bro, like, you're not finna demean me like I'm some kind of $5 stripper.
Yeah, I mean, for the record, like, everyone, like, on first, like, all these talk shows, they all said, I mean, that they all acknowledge, I mean, that's a threat. You can't say I spit.
Yeah.
I guess it is. I have no idea. I just took it as.
He's like, what are you doing?
Okay. You're not going to hate me, though. I'm sorry. As long as you don't physically punch me or anything, I think would be cool.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my whole thing with the, like I was saying, is like, bro, you can't talk shit and then fake like you're an innocent little angel or something like that. You can't do that, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Did you have anything else in NBA? LaMelo Ball. Shout out to LaMelo Ball. He should be rookie year. Only thing about LaMelo.
It's going to be way too much.
What, for 4 weeks?
He's out the rest of the season.
He had a second, what's his name? And he's supposed to be back within, like, they said 4 weeks. Or
yeah.
4 to 5 weeks, something like that.
I hadn't heard that. I'm going to say no.
Hey, all I'm saying is Tiana Trump going to get him right.
I was thinking about this today. Like, hey, what do they do? Like, you can't go out and drink legally yet.
No, not.
Hey, Tony, you want to come over to my house?
Could
bring some beer too?
Cause she's been in Charlotte for like the last couple weeks.
And I saw she was at a couple games.
Yeah, and like that, I guess they've been spotted out with each other. So I mean, hey, go ahead, LaMelo, go ahead and get your thing
on. I'm not saying like I don't see the allure in like doing something with a porn star. Cause I mean, especially one with her
background
profile or whatever. Yeah. But same time, man.
She'd be sucking souls.
You can get with anybody. Why are you choosing a bar star? You're asking this criticism.
The one time, well, not probably for you to be the one time that his dad was correct on watch out for these girls. But hey, man, LaVar tried to warn him.
Oh, is he? Because I actually, like, I'm not by no means a pretty looking guy, but I think LaVar Ball's ugly. Like, I don't see why any chick would want LaVar Ball, besides the fact that he's.
Money,
bro.
Profile. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, hey. It's going to sound fucked up. I just don't want him to get her pregnant.
I would be all bad. That'd be hilarious.
That would be fucked up. Because, you know.
I don't think the child would be keeping it, but still. Although, would she? Because that'd be a lot of child support.
That, I mean.
She's keeping that kid.
No.
I'm going to get my
$500,000
a month from this little kid.
What's the other, was it PJ or TJ Washington or something like that? PJ Washington on Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically he got Bundle of Britney pregnant. And Bundle of Britney, she's an Instagram model.
I mean, that's cool.
But yeah, he got her pregnant, so I mean, and like she had a book, she had a whole book about sleeping with Lil Uzi Vert, Colin Kaepernick, and a bunch of other athletes.
Not really.
So I'm just like, I don't know what's going on.
That's cool, I guess.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is be safe, young man. Strap up. And all the dudes are looking at Tiana Trump like, damn, I still hit.
Ooh. I don't get it. I know she was, so you told me about her. I looked her up. She's cute, I guess, but I don't think, like, damn, that girl is out of this world.
Some of the nasty shit that she said she's done, I'm just like, all right, that's a little harsh, but, man, I mean. But her sister is fine too. Yeah, man. We kind of let off way, way away from sports. But yeah, man. This has been another episode of Unofficial Referees, man. Catch y'all. See y'all when I see y'all, man. Peace. Oh, did you have one to shout out your socials or anything?
Oh no, okay, man. All right.